was holy, treated as familiar. In the midst of beauty, in the midst of heaven, I won't take for granted the power of surrender. This place, it never gets old. I could worship you forever. There's just nothing like your presence. This place, it never gets old. I could worship you forever. There's just nothing like your presence, Jesus. Choose to praise you in the midst of healing, in the midst of breakthrough, in the midst of all things. I will choose to praise you. This place can never get old. I could worship you forever. There's just nothing.
This place, it never gets old. I could worship.
there's just nothing, there's nothing that compares, nothing that compares. How I need your presence, Jesus. How I need your presence, Jesus. In my life, in every moment I live on every word you're speaking, Jesus, yes. This place, it could never get old. 'Cause you do a new thing, you're doing a new thing. And every time I step into your presence, Jesus, you meet me right where I am and change everything. You change everything. You guys, for just a moment, can you just stir up the hunger inside of you for more? If you don't feel hungry for more of Jesus, just ask him. Ask him, say, Jesus, come stir up the hunger inside of me for more of you, for more of your presence. You know, it's not like there's something special about coming up front. It's not like there's more of God here than there is back there, but there's something powerful about taking a step, an act, whether it's moving to the front or it's raising your hands or it's opening your mouth and speaking out the words. There's something really powerful about the actual act of putting into action your desire, your hunger, your need, your cry for Jesus. To say, yes, I am hungry. Yes, I need you, Jesus. Yes, I want more of you, Jesus. And sometimes those feelings of complacency, those feelings that say, that voice that says, oh, you're fine, you don't gotta do this, you don't gotta do that. You have Jesus, you know Jesus, you love Jesus. So many times that's a voice that's keeping you on the other side of breakthrough. But your breakthrough lies on the other side of your faith, your step, your act of faith to step into something. So can we, for just a moment, can you take that step? Whatever it looks like for you, whether it's speaking something out or singing out or lifting your hands, moving out of your seat, whatever it is. But can we just for a moment just lift our voices and our hunger and stir up that hunger inside of us for Jesus, for more of Jesus, to say that there truly is nothing like your presence. Thank you, Jesus, that your presence does not sit boxed in a building that we call a church, but that your presence is alive inside of us. And the whole point of what you did on the cross, Jesus, was that your presence would be carried out to the ends of the earth. Jesus, that you would cover this earth with your presence, and that every man, woman, and child, every knee would bow to your name, Jesus, and that we would worship you, Father, with all we are and all that we have, because you are so good and so worthy and so deserving, Jesus, that there truly is nothing like your presence, Jesus. There is nothing, there is no one like you, Jesus. Come on, can you stir that up, that faith inside of you? If you don't know where to start, start with gratitude. Start with thankfulness. A thankful heart prepares the way. Remember what he saved you from. Remember the pit that he pulled you from. Remember those chains that he broke from your life. Remember when he set you free. Let that thankfulness and that gratitude be stirred up inside of you tonight, as you remember your first love, as you remember Jesus and what he has done, and as you press in and say, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more, I need more of you, Jesus. I need more of you, Jesus. I need more of you, Jesus. Come, Jesus.
There's just nothing like your presence, Jesus.